You're all right with that?
Yep.
Yes, I'm fine. Yeah. Okay, so we're here. I'm here to talk about emotional freedom technique. Right? Mm-hmm. I'm imagining that generally everyone's heard of it. I don't know how much you know about it. But I'll sort of talk about it as if you don't really know too much about it. I think that's probably the best way to start. Yeah. So first thing is that everyone is talking about it. It's in magazines now. Journalists are rewriting about it. It's in documentaries. It's in dramas. I think I did hear rightly. Well, no, I won't actually say what program because I could be not right. And the Duchess of Prince Charles's wife is also using it. Mm-hmm. So it works and it's great. Why do we need it? We need it because my belief is that we've decided not to settle. We've reached a period in our lives, maybe it's a universal thing, I don't know, is that people are tired of living with this emotional baggage that they've been holding on to mm-hmm. for such a long time. You know, emotional baggage, poor health. A lot of people would like to live their lives differently, but they just don't know how to do it. You know, it's not that they haven't done the research, whatever, but they don't know how to do it. They sort of stop. I think most people think about what they'd like to change rather than what they would like to invite in. And it's easier to accept the lifestyle that we have. Just as you carry on, you go to work day in, day out. So whether it's physical pain, whether it's emotional pain, you're battling with illnesses, phobias, you might not sleep well, you might just wake up and feel that there's this real empty feeling inside of you and just don't know why. And but things are changing. So we have EFT. So we want more. We want to thrive. We want to flourish. And EFT can help us do this. So there's a quote that a little phrase that my teacher, Carl Dawson, who I trained with, he gave me a copy of, and I actually really love it. So, and it's just a few sentences. It says, "Once we were a blank slate. As a baby, we were perfect. We know how to express ourselves there and then. Then the world told us its truths. We took on the beliefs and realities of others. We became fearful. We learnt to hold on to a host of other painful memories. We then covered this pain in a veneer to hide all the emotions that this pain brought. This became the person we now present to the world, fearful of how the world might actually see the real us. There's always a mask. I think generally we've moved on a lot in our lives. We've done a lot of work on ourselves, but generally I think people walk around with a mask. So you sort of question, who are these others that we've gained these beliefs? Who do you think these others are?
Our family.
Family, parents, teachers, friends, our peers. We're at school. You know, you have to behave in a certain way. The TV, the radio, newspapers, magazines. And we believe what we read. When we're young, we tend to believe what we read because we're trying to achieve something. So this is what EFT is going to address. What is EFT? Known as tapping. I think a lot of people now refer to it as tapping. Complementary therapy, and it helps to release negative emotions by tapping on a number of, there's 8 to 13 meridian points. And these points tap into the main meridian energy lines of the body. And so negative emotions, it's a disruption in the body's energy system. Physical pain and disease are connected to negative emotions. So physical symptoms cause emotional distress. Unresolved emotional problems manifest through physical symptoms. So that's why we tap on the body. So we're tapping into the physical, but we're also verbalizing the issue that we might have at the time, at the moment. So what happens is that EFT interrupts, reduces, and in some cases eliminates our stress responses. When we experience stress, our body responds by activating hormones, adrenaline, noradrenaline, I won't go into a lot of the technical stuff, to deal with what's going on, to deal with that stress response. And unfortunately, we don't live the lifestyle today that really... there's too many hormones floating around in our body for the stress that we live today. Do you know? I mean, sitting in a traffic jam is stressful to us, but the body doesn't differentiate between that and a traumatic situation. So it just pumps hormones through the body. But this happens to us every day. You know, it's pumping adrenaline, it's pumping other hormones. And these hormones, actually, overproduction is harmful to the body. And that's why we then become ill. So stressful situations today, work situations, relationship, limiting beliefs, etc. We're not going to die from these things, but it does cause us stress, and that's what we want to do. So everything's connected. EFT wants to restore balance in the body, to get rid of the negative emotions and deal with the physical symptoms that arise from it. So basically, tapping restores balance. And when we are balanced, we're grounded, our mind is calm, and hopefully when the mind is calm, physical symptoms will start to disappear. I'm not talking about chronic illnesses. I mean, illnesses, you know, life-threatening illnesses. But what EFT will help in those situations is manage the emotional impact that it has on you. So you may have cancer, but it doesn't mean that you have to be in a constant state of anxiety and stress because of this illness. We can do things to start calming it down. It's really easy to do. So there's two aspects to EFT. There's the basic setup, or the setup, and it is taking an issue. Okay, let's take my issue, which I'll talk about, swimming. You know, I think I've mentioned a few times I've got an issue there. And so there's a fear of being in water, out of control, out of my depth. So this, my setup state, if I want to tap on this, my setup statement, I would do it. This is the karate chop point, and you tap on it, and we do it three times. So I would probably say something like, even though I'm fearful of water and being out of my depth, I completely deeply love and accept myself. So A, you are talking about the negative issue, but you're also tapping in to the body and not negating what it's done. You know, we love our bodies, and that's how it should be. So but we realize that it's a negative emotion. We're not trying to sugarcoat it and make it all lovely and fabulous. So that's the setup. And then there are 8 points that we're going to run through. So you pick a short version of the setup phrase, right? So I would just say water, fear, unknown. And the points are the eye, inside the eyebrow, top of the eyebrow, side of the eye, under the nose, under the chin, collarbone, which is just that little dip that you get there, under the arm, which is at the bra strap point, and then top of the head. So that completes the cycle. And what happens is that usually at the sensitive areas, right on the face, we use two fingers, light tapping, and then you can use all four underneath. And 5 to 7 times, but you know, I don't necessarily count, because when you just do it, you say your phrase. So I would do that. I would initially tap in on that issue, think about, you know, being in the water, and try and feel myself there, and try and measure from 1 to 10, 10 being really anxious about it all, where you are at the level. So I could be at a 7. I would do about 3 rounds of tapping on that, and then check in with myself again and just see where that is. This is something that we would do daily, you know, and you can pick any issue that you want. It's about actually practice. Is that the word of the week? Mm-hmm. Daily practice.
Yeah.
You know, so being fearful of water doesn't affect my daily life. You know, I only think about it when I go on holiday, etc. But I could start tapping daily so they'll be ready for it. And while we go through the tapping, we check in on ourselves. So I would try and I've already got this, the emotion is fear, but one might be battling with a limiting belief. I talk a little. If it is great for limiting beliefs. Do you guys know what limiting beliefs are? Yeah. So, I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. I'm not lovable. I'm too fat, too thin, too ugly. These are things that we say to ourselves in the negative, and they always start with the I am phrase. So if I started off with, if we were tapping on I am not good enough, we would start tapping on that. But then I would start saying, right, where are you feeling it in the body? You might feel a heaviness in the chest. Usually I'm not good enough. People feel it in their stomach here. So it's a case of, actually, I can feel something. What colour is it? What's the texture of it? So therefore, you can expand your EFT tapping by then, when you're doing your rounds, you talk about the heaviness that you feel in the stomach or the roughness. And then I would say, and really get to the emotion of it. What is that emotion? That big boulder sitting in your stomach that could be really charcoal grey. What emotion is it? Most people will say, I don't know. But actually, if you ask yourself, things will just come, an emotion. And then you can start tapping on that emotion. Normally, if we're doing home practice, I'd say, you know, spend 5 minutes a day doing it. No more than that, really. The aim of tapping is to rewire the way we think about ourselves and about the outside world, depending on whatever your issue is. It allows us to take our own well-being into our hands, let go of past trauma, and just live a better future, really. Be mindful. Trauma, there's small T trauma, there's big T trauma. And things like, you know, car accidents, relationship breakups, major illnesses, assault, physical assault, terror attacks. They're quite big traumas. And I would say that if you're talking to people about it, or even if you have been through something like this, see a practitioner. You know, home practice is about small things. You know, it's about the anxiety, the overwhelmment, the I statements. And if you have any issue with that, always talk to a practitioner, always talk to me. I would say, how to start? I would say, if you really don't, if you don't have an issue, that I'm fine, everything's okay. There's something called a tapping tree. Right? And I will give you guys a copy of this anyway. This is the tapping tree. So the branches are the emotions. The leaves are the symptoms. The roots are the beliefs. And the trunk are events. So you could start anywhere. And I would say, actually, take this and just start writing things down. Writing things, make a list. List of stuff that you want to improve in your life, that will allow to move forward. And then maybe every day, just take one issue and start tapping. That might lead to the next day. You think, no, actually, I'm going to spend a few days on this. But that's a really good way to start on that. I will give you all this, which shows you what the tapping points are and how to do the basic steps anyway. But rather than take an issue, because you know, you can all come to me one-to-one later on if you want to talk about anything particularly. There is this lovely integration process, which I thought I'd found it when I was doing some research, and I thought, actually, in light of what we're doing this week, Jessica Ortner, who does tapping, she has this integration process. It's about all the information that we're going to gain this week, and it's about integrating all of that within ourselves. I mean, you know, we're all talking, and we'll have talks with Dan Soa, yourself, Lisa, and I won't remember some of what's being said. Or you may, you know, you're so focused on writing something down, you're actually not listening. So this integration process will actually just help us, hopefully, assimilate everything as we go. There's nothing, we don't have to consciously think of it, but just we'll do the process all together, and hopefully throughout this week, by the end of it, we'll just hopefully learn something, retain a lot from it. Is that okay with you guys?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you want me just to run through the points again?
Yeah.
And I'll do it, and what I'll do is I'll do it and I'll say it and you just repeat after me. It's about 15 rounds we're going to do. It's quite a long one, but I think it's quite important to do. So eyebrow point, which is there, side of the eye, under the eye, under the nose, under the chin. Oh, collarbone. Sorry, I forgot the collarbone. It was that little hollow thing. I mean, I usually just use my whole palm for that. Under the arm and top of the head. Okay. So, let's start with my glasses. Okay. So, we'll do 3 deep breaths in. All right. So, in your own time. Breathe out through your mouth, in through your mouth. Okay, so, eyebrow point. Everything is recorded in my subconscious mind. Just repeat after me.
Everything's recorded in my subconscious mind.
Of the eye. I can access what I need when I need it.
I can access what I need when I need it.
Under the eye. I trust my intuition.
I trust my intuition.
Under the nose. I know what is best.
I know what is best.
Chin. I take a step closer every day.
I take a step closer every day.
Collarbone. I integrate all that I've learnt now.
I integrate all that I've learnt now.
Every time I take action. I learn at an even deeper level.
I learn at an even deeper level.
And we just continue. I feel it in my body.
I feel it in my body.
I know it in my heart.
I know it in my heart.
I know exactly what to do.
I know exactly what to do.
I'm more capable than I thought.
I'm more capable than I thought.
This is easier than I imagined.
This is easier than I imagined.
I am open to the flow of new ideas.
I am open to the flow of new ideas.
I feel my center and I know my truth.
I feel my center and I know my truth.
I am attracting all that I desire now.
I'm attracting all that I desire now.
I observe my behaviors. I'm curious. Why might I be doing something that doesn't serve me?
Why might I be doing something that doesn't serve me?
It was just a way to protect myself.
It was just a way to protect myself.
But it was all an illusion. I no longer need to play small. It's safe to stand in my power. Now is the time. These fears are no longer controlling me. They were there to teach me. My fears force me to look within. So that I could see my inner strength. Thank you, fears, for leading me to my power.
Thank you, fears, for leading me to my power.
I'll take it from here. I can still listen to my fears and learn. But they no longer have the power.
But they no longer have the power.
I have the power. As I see my true value, money flows to me.
As I see my true value, money flows to me.
Because money is just an exchange of value. As I see my personal value, my bank account grows.
As I see my personal value, my bank account grows.
I let go of negative beliefs and stories around money. Money doesn't control me or my emotions. I am in control. I am innovative and resourceful.
I am innovative and resourceful.
I'm ready to look at my relationships.
I am ready to look at my relationships.
It's safe to make a change.
It's safe to make a change.
I improve some of my relationships.
I improve some of my relationships.
And I gracefully let others go.
And I gracefully let others go.
I become who I spend time with.
I become who I spend time with.
So I choose wisely.
So I choose wisely.
As I change within, my relationships transform.
As I change within, my relationships transform.
I do this with ease and grace.
I do this with ease and grace.
I am now open to give love.
I am now open to give love.
I am open to receive love.
I am open to receive love.
The fear around love was just an illusion.
The fear around love is just an illusion.
I can relax into love.
I can relax into love.
Allowing it to flow all around me.
Allowing it to flow all around me.
It's always been around me. Now I am open to it.
It's always been around me. Now I'm open to it.
I have the courage to let these walls disappear.
I have the courage to let these walls disappear.
It is safe to love.
It is safe to love.
I love my body.
I love my body.
I've been mean to it before.
I've been mean to it before.
I've judged it and criticized it.
I've judged it and criticized it.
But it does so much for me.
But it does so much for me.
My heart beats without me asking it to.
My heart beats without me asking it to.
My body supports me every day.
My body supports me every day.
I now support my body by showing it gratitude.
I now support my body by showing it gratitude.
I'm grateful to my body now.
I'm grateful to my body now.
I'm sorry, body, if I ever judged you or treated you unkind.
I'm sorry, body, if I ever judged you or treated you unkind.
You are more amazing than I've ever given you credit for.
You are more amazing than I've ever given you credit for.
You are doing the best you can with what you have.
You are doing the best you can with what you have.
I promise to give more to you.
I promise to give more to you.
Through love.
Through love.
Through movement.
Through movement.
Through nutrition.
Through nutrition.
But most importantly, I am grateful and I honour you just the way you are.
But more importantly, I'm grateful and I honour you just as you are.
I listen to the wisdom of my body.
I listen to the wisdom of my body.
What is it trying to tell me about my life?
What is it trying to tell me about my life?
When I experience pain or discomfort, it's just my body telling me.
When I experience pain or discomfort, it's just my body telling me.
That I'm ready to clear a negative emotion.
That I'm ready to clear a negative emotion.
What emotion does this pain represent?
What emotion does this pain represent?
Are there negative feelings trapped in my body?
Are there negative feelings trapped in my body?
It's safe for me to feel these feelings and let them go.
It's safe for me to feel these feelings and let them go.
My body is a messenger and I listen closely with love and acceptance.
My body is a messenger and I listen closely with love and acceptance.
My body is worthy of love just the way it is.
My body is worthy of love just the way it is.
I am worthy of love just the way I am.
I am worthy of love just the way I am.
I love myself.
I love myself.
And I have the courage to make decisions.
And I have the courage to make decisions.
That support the brilliant person that I am.
That support the brilliant person that I am.
I am not my past.
I am not my past.
I am not a victim to what has already happened.
I am not a victim to what has already happened.
I am what I choose to believe and feel in this moment.
I am what I choose to believe and feel in this moment.
So I choose love.
So I choose love.
I choose acceptance.
I choose acceptance.
I choose strength.
I choose strength.
I choose courage.
I choose courage.
I choose faith.
I choose faith.
I choose compassion.
I choose compassion.
I choose passion.
I choose passion.
No matter what happens around me, I always have the power to choose.
No matter what happens around me, I always have the power to choose.
As I make better choices. And I take better care of myself. I begin to help those around me.
I begin to help those around me.
As I shine my light, I inspire others to do the same. I have a greater impact than I realize. As I change from within,
I transform the world around me.
I know exactly what to do. I allow what I desire. To pull me forward with joy and excitement. I let go of my need to be serious and control everything. I allow laughter into my life and I feel flexible.
I allow laughter in my life and feel flexible.
I can now see the hidden blessing.
I can now see the hidden blessing.
I'm grateful for my misfortunes.
I'm grateful for my misfortunes.
For they have become my greatest teachers.
For they have become my greatest teachers.
I absorb the lessons from these experiences.
I absorb the lessons from these experiences.
And I let go of the emotions that no longer serve me.
And I let go of the emotions that no longer serve me.
Today is a new day.
Today is a new day.
And I take all that I've learned.
And I take all that I've learned.
And I truly begin to live.
And I truly begin to live.
The road is not clear.
The road is not clear.
But the uncertainty excites me.
But the uncertainty excites me.
Knowing that I will find a way.
Knowing that I will find a way.
I have everything I need inside of me now.
I have everything I need inside of me now.
My desires are coming true.
My desires are coming true.
I honor myself.
I honor myself.
I've come so far.
I've come so far.
I've learned so much.
I've learned so much.
I integrate it all now.
I integrate it all now.
I let go of the need to be perfect.
I let go of the need to be perfect.
I celebrate every small milestone.
I celebrate every small milestone.
My intuition is guiding me.
My intuition is guiding me.
All that limits me is my imagination.
All that limits me is my imagination.
And I allow my imagination to run free.
And I allow my imagination to run free.
What am I now ready to embrace in my life?
What am I now ready to embrace in my life?
I am ready.
I am ready.
Now is the time.
Now is the time.
I am more powerful than I thought.
I am more powerful than I thought.
I am more capable than I ever recognized.
I am more capable than I ever recognized.
Just take a deep breath. Let it go. So when you walk away from here, maybe just think about how your body feels, the strength in your body, and maybe make a decision, something that maybe you've been putting off, or an idea that you'd like to pursue. Just one thing that you could maybe start working on from now on during this week. Yeah. Any questions?
Can I give a little applause? That was so exciting.
Thank you. I love this. I think this is so great. And this experience has reminded me that this is something I need to do every day. Do you know, I mean,
I will,
if you want, I can give you copies of this. Yeah. Well, I will email you these.
We've got it recorded, so I can send the recording to you.
I'll send this as well. What I would like to do, so let me just give you one of these each anyway.
I'm just going to finish the recording. So just for the recording,
yeah.
I'm just going to say thank you, Hina. That was amazing. That is like a hymn for us here on this retreat. I think those words would encompass there's something in there for everybody.
Yeah.
There's something that we can all hear and it resonates with us. And I think it's what a great thing to do on our first night,
mm-hmm.
quite honestly, or you know, wherever we are in this, because I've lost track of time.
Yeah, now. I think
we're here.
Sets the intention for everyone on their own little journeys. I think.
Yeah.
Has anyone got any questions actually?
So I'm just gonna finish the recording. So we've got it. Yeah, lovely. Thank you.
Wonderful. My pleasure.
Let's just.